It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody tuned in and locked in all over North America. I hope you are doing absolutely amazing. I hope you're doing the best that you can do. This is when the show gets started every weekday, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody tuned in all over North America. Thank you to super producer and host Ryan Hickey. He's in New York City. Thank you to Greg holding it down and helping out on the boards. More importantly, thank you to you for listening. We got a lot to get into. It has been a crazy day. Justin Tucker in trouble. Massage therapist issues. Okay, we'll get into that in a second. Terry Rozier. Yeah, NBA guard. Looks like he might be in a little bit of a gambling investigation. We got Cam Newton telling people he values his MVP more than winning a championship. It's just been a crazy, crazy day. How about this? Merrill Hodge is going to join us next hour. Former Steelers running back, NFL analyst. We're going to ask him about what do you think? The Steelers in the Super Bowl, of course. And so we got a lot to get into, a lot to discuss. If you want to be a part of the show, it's simple. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. You can find me online at JR Sport Brief. Thank you to everybody listening on the free Odyssey app, your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate, SiriusXM 375, and a smart speaker if you have one. Ask the speaker to play the Infinity Sports Network. And thank you to everybody tuning in on YouTube. If you have access to YouTube and you can watch safely, knock yourself out. We got a live stream. It's going right now on the Infinity Sports Network YouTube channel. I'll say the number again, 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. I am at JR Sport Brief every place, all of the places online. I'm going to take a deep sigh. And Max Scherzer, a one-year deal with the Blue Jays, $15.5 million. Let's see if he can have more than 20 starts. Hickey, how are you? You good?
I am good, JR. Yeah, chilling today.
Good.
Yeah.
Let me just put it this way. Well, Hickey, you have a good memory. I think it was the end of the show. I said, we will be back tomorrow. And I said, I can't wait to understand and see what will occur and what will take place in the world of sports. Well, I mean, it took an hour after we got out of here for me to turn on the news and just go, oh, my God, this is terrible. The awful situation and the Potomac up in D.C., that just is heartbreaking. And much love to everybody affected by that in any type of way. And then we roll over into today. And it's just like, well, Terry Rozier might be been involved in a gambling scandal. Maybe it's being investigated. And then we roll right over into Justin Tucker. And I'm like, oh, my God, what is this? Do you remember I said that last night, Hickey? Like, what is possibly going to happen? And I didn't expect the world to just continue to crater in the span of 24 hours.
Yeah, three we can call major events or investigations in that time since we last spoke last night. Yeah, this is a lot has changed and a lot has gone down since we last spoke. This has been a crazy 18 hours.
It's been one hell of a day. You know, I saw this Justin Tucker news. Not it didn't have his name attached. There's someone who I followed him for years. He's heavily involved in gambling. I don't know if that means he knows everything or he doesn't. He kind of tweeted out. He said, uh-oh, there's a story I hear that's about to break that is a Deshaun Watson type situation. And I just kind of ignored it. This is like 3 days ago, two, 3 days ago. And I'm like, okay, like if it's worth a damn, we'll find out about it. And boy, oh boy, did we. I want you to take a listen to this. This is ESPN talking about the best and most accurate kicker, future Hall of Famer, probably maybe, in NFL history. Listen to this on NFL Live.
To some serious allegations against Ravens kicker Justin Tucker. Tucker is accused of inappropriate sexual behavior by six massage therapists in Baltimore in that area, according to an investigation by the Baltimore Banner. The allegations reportedly occurred between 2012 and 2016, which were Tucker's first five seasons in the NFL. About an hour after the Banner article was posted, Tucker called the allegations, quote, unequivocally false, adding, I have never before been accused of misconduct of any kind, and I have never been accused of acting inappropriately in front of a massage therapist or during a massage therapy session or during other body work. League spokesman Brian McCarthy said they would look into the matter, and the Ravens said in a statement they take allegations of this nature seriously and would monitor the situation.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, Justin Tucker said, I didn't do it. Of course, what is he going to say? I did it? I mean, when have you ever heard anybody be accused of such things and they just said, I did it? Nobody, never. Well, there is one. Never mind. Justin Tucker, as I told you, this man, all numbers, everything considered, might be the greatest kicker in NFL history. This man has a Super Bowl ring. He's played in the NFL for 13 seasons. He's a five-time All-Pro. He's the most accurate kicker ever. Besides this season where he kicked a accurate low, however the hell you call it, is his worst field goal percentage out of any season that he's ever had, 73%. He started off this year like crap, nailing 8 of his first 27 kicks. It took him to the end of the season for him to find his normal accuracy. He had a down year for a guy who's 35 years old. It's 2025. The allegations against Justin Tucker, as you heard, took place between 2012 and 2016 amongst six massage therapists at four different spas. Now, the Baltimore Banner got a tip. We don't know the tip because it's a tip. It's quiet. You try to put the story out and maintain respect for the person who helped blow the whistle. They got a tip. And then the Baltimore Banner started talking to others. And so as of right now, six massage therapists have almost corroborated the same story that Justin Tucker, the most accurate kicker in NFL history, would show up at these massage places and that he would be inappropriate. That a certain body part would be out. And that a certain body part would be, you know, touching somebody that you don't want to use if nobody wants it. Now, it hasn't been. Well, let's put it this way. Hickey, this is such a delicate thing to discuss. How about that? He has not been criminally charged. As of right now, no civil accusations based against him. Nobody's running for money, but that's not to say that that won't be the case. And that won't be the case to say that these actions, these alleged actions, haven't gone past the statute of limitations where he could still get in trouble. Now, Justin Tucker put out this long-ass statement on social media. He says, I've always sought to conduct myself with the utmost professionalism. I've never before been accused of misconduct of any kind. I've never been accused of acting inappropriately in front of a massage therapist or during a massage therapy session or other body work. I've never received any complaints from a therapist, have never been dismissed from a therapy session, and have never been told that I was not welcome at any spa or any other place of business. Justin Tucker is also lawyered up. I'm sure he found these lawyers over the past several days. And his lawyers, they aren't necessarily denying everything that took place. For instance, him, you know, exposing himself. It's just a matter of whether it was an accident or whether it was intentional. Okay. His lawyers are like, oh, you know, certain things happen at a massage therapy session. You know, certain body parts might be unveiled. It wasn't intentional. He didn't do such a thing. After Deshaun Watson, in that story, for 3 years, we have another guy. Are we shocked? Let's not be surprised. Robert Kraft of the New England Patriots was You know, he was going to these places. They couldn't use any of the evidence against him because, well, I think it's because he's a billionaire and billionaires can make things happen or disappear. We got this with Watson. You know, I'm not going to be shocked. We get another story that nobody wants to hear in another 3 or 4 years. But the Ravens kicker, and I get it, there's a lot of jokes you can make about a kicker. Doesn't tackle anybody. Well, Justin Tucker, he tries to tackle people when he has the chance. Kickers are the last guy people care about. But this ain't no bum. This is a future Hall of Famer. This is one of the best kickers of all time. And when you think specifically about the Baltimore Ravens, out of Coach Harbaugh's own mouth, they have a policy when it comes to abuse and sexual assault of zero tolerance. I mean, we've seen this. Ray Rice was in a Baltimore Ravens uniform with that incident where he punched his then now wife in the elevator. The NFL set up 2-game suspension and come right on back. That didn't work out for the NFL. They ended up suspending him indefinitely, and the Baltimore Ravens told Ray Rice, see you later. His career, done, finished, never played again. Now, these are all allegations against Justin Tucker. I wasn't in the room. I wasn't a part of his massage therapy session. You know, I don't know if 6 women are telling the same damn story and they've never met each other. I have no idea. But I would tend to think, yeah, you got to be proven guilty. There's nothing against him right now sitting in a court outside of the story that we reread in the Baltimore Banner. But these are allegations that nobody wants. And when you think about the statements made by his lawyer, it's just like, yeah, he was naked and things fell out. Okay. All right. Whatever you say. I'll put it to you this way. If the allegations are found to be true, then Justin Tucker should be suspended. Because when it comes to matters of being inappropriate sexually, exposing yourself, touching people, doing horribly worse things, there should be zero tolerance. Deshaun Watson was suspended for 11 games. And I don't know if we want to call it karma, all of the injuries that he suffered most recently, 2 torn Achilles. Justin Tucker, he should be punished. The NFL is going to do its own investigation. And we know this is the NFL. It's going to take a long time to investigate whatever the hell happens. And the season just ended. I fully expect, unless the Ravens say, hey, Justin Tucker, your season last year, it sucked. I fully expect Justin Tucker to be out on the field later this year for the Ravens unless they do not value his leg. This is for a Super Bowl contending team. Yeah, we know that they got to get past the Chiefs. But there should be no room on a football team. There should be no room in society for people who are just sexual deviants. And I don't know if Justin Tucker is or is not. He says he's not. The massage therapist say he is. I wasn't there. Let the investigation be done. And if he comes or the NFL concludes that there were some serious things that happened here, he should be punished. Just like everybody else. It's really that simple. Let's see how this plays out. I'm not going to crucify the guy. But the allegations, and I'm not even going to get into some of the graphic details of, you know, what happened after massage therapist left the room and what he may have left on the table. I'll let you use your imagination from there. But we should have no place in society for this. I mean, there's a lot of things that we can do better at. Let's see how the facts bear out. Not a story that I expected to see this afternoon. Not a story you'd expect to see associated with the most accurate kicker, future Hall of Famer in NFL history. But here you have it. Welcome to the 2025. What a world. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. We are going to take a break. And when we come back, I have to tell you about a less famous athlete. I know the kicker's famous. He is. People know Justin Tucker. We're going to talk about Terry Rozier. Yeah, guard in the NBA. This man is being investigated. Speaking of an investigation, we went from sex. We're going to go to gambling on the other side of the break because he might have been involved in a little bit of a fix. We'll talk about it on the other side. Merrill Hodge is joining us the next hour. We're going to get into the Buffalo Bills and Josh Allen. Is he going to get an extension? And we talked about Adam Silver last night trying to change some of the rules in the NBA. We have a lot to do. I told you it's been a day. It's going to be an interesting next few hours here. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Right before we went to break, we opened up the show by talking about the sexual assault allegations levied against Justin Tucker. Six different massage therapists and four different spas who have said that he has exposed himself and, you know, other things on a massage table that you shouldn't do between 2012 and 2016. NFL Ravens are going to look into this. These massage therapists and locations, some of which have closed, have said that they have banned him. He says he's never been banned. He says he's never done anything. He is saying he's in the clear. That's from Justin Tucker. The women are saying otherwise. There's no criminal allegations, no civil filings as of yet. It's just a story that was put out today in the Baltimore Banner. Allegations against Justin Tucker, not the only investigation going on today. We learned this afternoon that a shot-chucking NBA player is also under, or was under, federal investigation, or is under federal investigation because of potentially manipulating his stat line to improve the odds of certain sports bettors and or books. This man is Terry Rozier. Yeah, you might remember him more so as Scary Terry. He used to just throw shots around for the Boston Celtics inefficiently. He used to do the same thing for the Charlotte Hornets inefficiently. This man will get you 20 points and he will go like, I don't know, 3 for 20. Either way, he's 30 years old. He's in the midst of a 4-year, $96 million contract. You know why you would take money on the side? I have no idea. I think I would be good to be as inefficient as he is and get paid the amount of money that he does. This year for the Miami Heat, Terry Rozier is dropping 12 points a game. That's a lot of money for a guy only getting you 12 points a game. Tyler Hero's taking away all of his shots. It certainly isn't Jimmy Butler, nowhere to be found. And so Terry Rozier, why is he in trouble? Why is he being investigated? Listen to this from ESPN. Malika Andrews tells you.
Now to a developing story. The NBA confirmed Thursday that suspicious gambling activity surrounding guard Terry Rozier in a game nearly 2 years ago is now being investigated by federal prosecutors as a part of the same probe that led to the lifetime ban of former Raptors player Jontay Porter. Now at the time, Rozier was playing for the Hornets. The Wall Street Journal, they first reported the investigation, and NBA spokesperson Mike Bass said in a statement, quote, in March 2023, the NBA was alerted to unusual betting activity related to Terry Rozier's performance in a game between Charlotte and New Orleans. The league conducted an investigation and did not find a violation of NBA rules. The league said they are cooperating with the U.S. Attorney's Office's investigation here.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Maybe the feds find something. Maybe the NBA looked and the NBA said, all right, we good. We don't need no trouble. We don't need no problems. But the feds are saying otherwise. Jontay Porter, he's been banned forever. He's been given the boot. Not that anybody knew who the hell he was prior to the incident, but you can't screw up the integrity of the game. Reportedly, in a game 2 years ago, while Terry Rozier was a member of the Hornets just jacking up shots, there was a game where he was put down on prop bets, supposed to have more than 20 points and all of this stuff. And right before the game, he was mysteriously taken off. As a prop bet, you couldn't bet on the guy after people did. And then he played and had an amazing quarter. And then he had an amazing quarter. And then he mysteriously had a heel issue and didn't play again. And so people who are gambling their money was like, what are we doing? Why am I putting money down on a guy who's not going to play, and then he plays a little bit and looks perfectly fine, and then he's perfectly fine, and then he's hurt all of a sudden? It's not a Joel Embiid situation here. Why the hell did he go down with an injury? Nothing happened. He's perfectly fine? Okay, whatever. And so that set off alarm bells for people. And we've had this conversation a lot over the past week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks with the Kansas City Chiefs. All these people who want to scream and yell about the fix is in. The league is screwing over the opposition, and they're favoring the Kansas City Chiefs, and they're laying down messages to the refs. You need to make this call and make sure that it goes the way of the Chiefs. Do you see why this is not a good idea? Do you know how many people would get locked up and go to prison if these games were quote-unquote rigged? And I get it. Terry Rozier is not, I don't know, a LaMelo Ball. Or Hickey, which one is better? LaMelo, right? His old teammate, LaMelo?
LaMelo, yes. He's the best ball.
Yeah, Lonzo, he's the best ball. Yeah, Lonzo, his knees are working, though, right?
They are working as someone else's knees. Or because of someone else's knees.
God bless him. Nothing wrong with that. That's good. Yeah, good for him. I'm happy for him. It's Terry Rozier. A little bit more higher profile of a player. And the feds might look into this and they might go, nothing wrong, nothing to see here. It's okay. You know, maybe he did get hurt. Or the feds could go, hey, we're just going to throw away the key on him. I don't know. I'm not investigating. But I think this is just further proof. For everybody who wants to scream and yell about games being rigged, there is too much money tied into it. There is so much gambling involved. People ain't trying to risk that. They're not trying to mess up the money. You got to be a dummy. You got to be Jonte Porter to mess up the money. You got to be desperate. You got to be Ipe Mizuhara, the translator for Shohei Ohtani, to mess up the money. You think Roger Goodell, the guy is making $2 million a year from every single team. That's $64 million a year. You think Roger Goodell is sitting in his office on Park Avenue telling people that they need to throw and rig the games? They need to have a bias towards the Chiefs? Cut it out. Could there be an inherent bias because it's Patrick Mahomes, can't breathe on him, most important guy on the field? Yes, that could exist. There's no damn fix that's in. It's crazy stuff. Stop it. Yeah, you're going to have a guy who goes rogue. Terry Rozier, maybe he went rogue, maybe he's innocent. I don't know. We're always going to have a guy. And in most cases, these guys, they're lone wolves. Somebody on outside whispered to him and said, I can make you more money if you just do what I tell you to do. But a league being part of this, you got to be kidding me. There's so many people running around with tinfoil hats and conspiracy theories. Oh, my God. I mean, how about this? Dean Blandino, former NFL official, officiating crew and lead official, and now he's a reporter and he talks about officiating. Must be a nice job. There's so much controversy. We have officials on the broadcast now. Dean Blandino, he's been yelling for weeks, what the hell I just said, that it is impossible for an organization this big. If you're going to steal, you figure out another way to do it. You're not going to rig the games. He said, this is ridiculous. It's a nutty theory. He said, my own brother, who I grew up with in my own house, we have the same values. We were taught the same damn things. He was on Sirius XM, and he basically said, even my brother thinks NFL games are rigged. What's wrong with his brother?
The Chiefs have gotten the benefit of calls, right? But good teams make their own breaks, right? You think about the Patriots. My brother, who is convinced that the league is rigged, that is convinced that I signed an NDA when I left the league office, that I cannot tell anybody that it's rigged because I was head of officiating. We grew up in the same household, by the way.
Wow.
I said, listen, there's no conspiracy. The officials, there's too many variables. There's too much going on.
This is blowing my mind. I would think if you have somebody in your family that you've seen work as an official, know the toil that it takes, know the type of job that you do, that'd be the furthest person that would assume the game is rigged.
Well, you don't know my brother. I mean, this is
who wears a tinfoil hat.
This is who we're dealing with.
The league is rigged.
The league is rigged, and that I can't say anything about it. And I said, listen, hey, I think if there was a script, I think the head of officiating would be pretty important in that process. And no one ever invited me in the room. My brother's like, they want Taylor Swift at the Super Bowl. I'm like, 150 million people are going to watch the Super Bowl regardless of Taylor Swift being there. Like, enough. Stop.
Yeah, man. Hickey, let's make up something that people will follow. Can we do that? How easy is that?
Oh, yeah. Let's do a scam. Like, get rich from it.
A scam? I wasn't trying to scam people. I wanted to make up a story and see people will follow. You want to go full scammer?
I guess you're right. I don't know why I said scam, because no one's making money off of this propaganda of rigged games. What can you lie about?
I don't. I'm a government mole. I'm not a sports broadcaster. When I'm not here on the air, I am. I'm infiltrating. That's what I'm doing.
Ooh, JR the infiltrator.
Yeah, I'm infiltrating the Infinity Sports Network to find criminals. I don't know. Like, yeah, that there you go. How about that? Does that work?
Call. I bet you we've had criminals call the show. So,
excuse me. You talking about the listeners?
In general.
Talking about inside the company.
No. Like, I bet you people that have committed crimes have also called sports radio.
Oh, yeah.
I bet you.
Hickey, I get letters. Shout outs to people holding it down. They send me letters. I'm not trying to get them, Hickey. Don't tell them.
From jail?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah,
I've gotten
I've gotten emails.
Maybe we'll do a live show from there one time.
You pick.
I'll be here producing the show. You're going to be the one on site.
You
tell me what jail you want to broadcast from, and I'll make sure we get it set up.
Oh, let's be clear. Not jail. Prison. All right. Nobody in no short-time vacation place. A prison. Okay.
Hard stuff.
Yeah, I get emails, Sicky. They go, hey, man, I'm listening. I go, I thank you so much. Thank you. You got to listen. What are you going to do, right?
A lot of time.
You got to listen. Shout outs to everybody out there holding it down. I know you out there because y'all send me emails. Thank you. I'm not trying to get you. Not me. I'm trying to get people here, work at the company. Yeah. And somebody will believe it, Icky. People will believe anything. Is that how things go now, right?
Unfortunately, you're very right about that.
Michael Jordan, all of his championships were rigged. Derek Jeter's championships were rigged. And, you know, Bill Russell, man, he was just screwing everybody over. The league had it in. He was making stuff up.
Do you remember the latest conspiracy that people were buying? Like, up till last year or 2 years ago, when they looked at the colors of the Super Bowl logo and thought those were the teams that were going to be in it?
Is that what we're up to again because of the red and the green this year, right?
I've not seen it this year.
Yeah. Antonio Brown, which I don't follow, but he certainly shared that and gave everybody the heads up. That's how I knew it was a thing this year. Again, Super Bowl colors, you know, with the Mardi Gras stuff in it, red and green. Yep. Coincidence?
Or not? Two best teams.
Do they have the Super Bowl logo for next year ready?
I've not seen. Where is it next year?
I don't even know. Oh, my God. It's in the Bay. How about that?
San Fran, huh? Wow.
Again? What number is this? I can't keep up. What are you up to? 50-something? 60? What is this?
I think next year will be 60.
Yeah. Wow. I don't think we got an official logo yet. What are we up to?
I feel like that comes out later.
Mm-hmm. A concept logo. They probably will reveal it probably next week, maybe. Wouldn't you think, right? They passed the torch after the Super Bowl or something like that?
Yeah, you're probably right. Maybe like the Monday or Tuesday after the game or even leading up to the game, you're probably right.
Yeah. I remember the last Super Bowl in San Francisco. It was nice.
Coldplay, right? Beyonce?
I don't know. I know Cam Newton didn't want to dive on the ball. That much I remember.
That's right. That's right.
I remember that vividly.
Von Miller enjoyed that Super Bowl.
He sure did. He just ripped that man to shreds. Conspiracies. 855-212-4227. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. You know, speaking of the Eagles, we want to talk about the Eagles on the other side of the break. Because Nick Sirianni is telling everybody, will y'all stop trying to drum up controversy with the Philadelphia Eagles. Can y'all just leave us alone? Like, yeah, we sucked last year, and now we're back. Get off our backs. We're going to hear from Nick Sirianni on the other side of the break. He's trying to clear some things up. And then speaking of Cam Newton, oh, my goodness. Cam Newton earlier today, he said he values his MVP trophy, his individual accolade, over winning a Super Bowl. I think we could tell. We'll hear that from him in a little while. We'll talk about the Eagles on the other side of the break. I'm going to get to your calls.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. We talked about the sexual assault allegations against Justin Tucker. Terry Rozier of the Miami Heat is being investigated by the feds for gambling issues, or not his own issues, potentially participating in a fix of games or a game. And then, of course, people are naturally thinking that everything is rigged, including the Kansas City Chiefs. What a world that we live in. One guy, yeah. An entire league, not so much. I'm not going to believe that. 855-212-4227. And, of course, come Super Bowl Sunday, a little more than a week from now, if the Eagles lose somehow, some way, close game, blowout, game ends on a safety, a field goal, a pick six, whatever the hell happens, it could be a beatdown. Somehow, some way, someone is going to try to ring a bell and allege that the game was fixed. Just might as well get used to it. 855-212-4227. Ben is here from Maryland. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show, Ben. What's up?
What's up, JR?
How are you?
Thanks for taking my call. So I was talking about the Kansas City Chiefs. I really think they are going to beat the Eagles in the Super Bowl. I don't think that the Eagles think that. I think the Eagles fans think they will beat the Chiefs. But I think that we all know, not Eagles fans, that when it comes to the Super Bowl, the Chiefs beat anyone, and the Chiefs have beaten the Eagles, even if the Eagles team is a little bit better this season.
Okay. Well, I mean, it's not earmarked for the Kansas City Chiefs to win every single time. We did see what the Cincinnati Bengals did against them, and, yeah, Patrick Mahomes was young. He did lose to Tom Brady. So it's not guaranteed for them every time. He was running for his life against Tom Brady again as well in the Super Bowl, so there's no guarantees here, you know?
Yeah, I've been speaking to some Eagles fans, and they're saying they're very confident they're winning this game, and Saquon Barkley's going to destroy.
Fans are going to say just crazy and wild things all the time. And thank you, Ben, for calling from Maryland. That's what they do. Like, we had a guy from Buffalo who has yet to call us back. Shout outs to everybody in Western New York. It looks like Josh Allen might be in store for a contract extension. We'll get into that later in the show. But we had a guy who called us last week, and he swore up and down, JR, you should put your life savings down on this. JR, you should do this. The Buffalo Bills are going to win. And am I supposed to go, oh, man, he's right? Now, let me put down everything that I do and do not own on the Buffalo Bills. Like, just because that man said so, why? People just say stuff. They're talking trash. I'm not paying attention. As an Eagles fan, just screaming up and down, oh, we're going to win, we're going to win, we're going to say. They don't know nothing. They got to sit down and watch the games just like all of us. No guarantees out here. None. None. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Eagles fans are saying all types of crazy things. People are saying wild things against the Eagles. I mean, people are just taking comments. Like earlier this week, we saw, and it was nice to see him throw the ball. We saw Jalen Hurts able to throw the rock around a little bit more against Washington. Saw this man, he had a brace on his knee and then no brace on his knee. He was hurting and he wasn't hurting. And in his post-game comments, Jalen Hurts was just like, man, yeah, they took the straight jacket off of me. Do you remember when he said this? Listen.
He's done a great job. He's done a great job. I guess he let me on my straight jacket a little bit today.
It was a joke, right? is a joke. I mean, it hasn't been a joke. It was certainly serious all season long when people are looking at Jalen Hurts going, well, man, when are you going to deliver the ball down the field to A.J. Brown? A.J. Brown is reading books on the sideline. All we do is give the ball to Saquon. And this past Sunday, and putting up 55 points, three rushing touchdowns, he threw the ball 28 times. Connected with A.J. Brown for a TD. And so we have people who ran with that statement. So much so, they're like, oh, Nick Sirianni, he's been holding him down. And Nick Sirianni is just, he's stupid. Nick Sirianni had to go, man, he was just joking. I don't got this guy in a straitjacket. I let him throw the ball, but this y'all making nothing out of something.
Yeah, I think he was having fun after the game. We've been winning a couple different ways this year. I think he's just having fun after the game. But I know this, and he said this plenty of times, he don't care how we win. I don't care how we win, as long as we win and we do everything we can do to be able to win.
People are always going to complain about something, right? Let's think about this. Let's get to brass tacks. The Philadelphia Eagles are in the Super Bowl. This is a team last year. They started 10-1. They were winning a lot of games just by the skin of their teeth, and they finished 1-5. People were saying if Nick Sirianni doesn't get it together, man, they're going to kick him out of town. And now they're back in the Super Bowl. And people want to – this is the bad part about 2 weeks in between the game. Folks can look at anything that's said, anything that's put out there, and just drive it into the ground. Oh, he said he was in a straitjacket. Nick Sirianni's been holding him back. A.J. Brown has a legitimate reason to be ticked off because Nick Sirianni is giving them the ball. They're in the Super Bowl. Like, what is there going to be to complain about if after the game, the Eagles are hoisting the Vince Lombardi trophy? Sorry, Belichick, not the Tom Brady trophy, but the Vince Lombardi, nothing. People just finding crazy stuff to talk about. 855-212-4227. David is calling from Dallas. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, David?
Hey, JR, do I believe that the games could be fixed? No, because I agree with you that it takes too much. However, I do believe you could have the Tim Donaghy rogue referee. And I'll give you an example. Somebody comes up on Mahomes, tries to make a tackle, misses. Their hand flies by his helmet. They say, whoops, that's a face mask. That sets up the Chiefs to go ahead and get close enough for the field goal to win.
Okay, thank you, David, for calling from Dallas. I said that one individual can go rogue. I said that. You can act on your own volition. But when you really think about it as well, outside of the occasional Tim Donaghy, these guys are trying to pay. They're trying to go home. It's about money, too. You think these guys want to be blackballed? You think they want to be arrested? You think they want to deal with somebody on the back end? And yeah, you can have your own bias. Oh, I want this team to win. But these guys are trying to make money. They're trying to feed their families. They're not trying to get fired. They're not. They're scrutinized. And they're human beings. I need to be very clear. Maybe David in Dallas, maybe he's not very clear. We're always going to have somebody cheating. I'm not naive to the world. Come on now. We got plenty of people who look for shortcuts. And for some people, they work. But I would say most folks, little white lie here, a little cheat here, like to get ahead in this way. Like it's life. I'm going to tell you it doesn't happen. It's littered in the history of sports. Whether you want to talk about Pete Rose or the Black Sox or Tim Donaghy, like there's always going to be somebody looking to get ahead. Of course, it's all possible. But on a wide scale, chill. People just want to look for stuff. Hickey, when's the last time you saw a magnifying glass?
Oh, been a while.
Yeah. Yeah. People just, remember the cartoons? Got the undercover sleuth is like looking on the floor for the clues. He's all bent over with the little tiny magnifying glass looking for something. Like it's a reach. That's what it's like, man. People are just reaching. Like, people are going to cheat, Hickey. There might be somebody at this. People in this. Look, Terry Rozier is being investigated. We've had NFL players that have been suspended just for picking up their phone and making bets. Everybody's always looking for a leg up. Well, find something else to do. Hickey, do you think there's going to be allegations after the Super Bowl, right?
I mean, probably. Now, will they be unfounded? I would also probably say probably, but you're right. As long as we're alive in a capitalistic society, there's going to be always somewhere, someone somewhere trying to, like you said, get an advantage illegally. Just natural.
It happens. It happens. The fix is in somewhere. But on a large scale, I wouldn't waste my time looking for it. I wouldn't. Wait for it to be founded. Simple as that. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. We're going to take a break. When we come back, how about this? Next hour, we're going to have a chat with Merrill Hodge. Merrill is going to join us to, of course, talk some Super Bowl action. And, of course, I want to ask him about the Steelers, too. Looks like they have some quarterback decisions to make. And, you know, speaking of quarterback decisions, Cam Newton said something that was a little shocking, but not shocking coming from Cam Newton. I'll tell you what it is on the other side of the break. It has to deal with an MVP trophy or a Super Bowl ring. I'll explain. Don't move.